the Kansas Department of Commerce announced the launch of the Fostering Residential Advancement Through Mentoring and Education, or FRAME, grant program, a groundbreaking initiative that will address both housing needs and workforce development in Kansas. This new opportunity will provide up to $2 million to qualified Kansas technical and community colleges to build and renovate residential homes while training the next generation of well-skilled trade workers. FRAME was developed in response to a housing study conducted by the Kansas Department of Commerce and the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, and the study highlighted the critical shortage of housing and skilled workers that are needed to meet the state's growing demand. It showed that existing contractors are stretched thin, and there's an urgent need to recruit and train a new workforce to ensure Kansas communities can build, grow, and thrive. Those applying should clearly demonstrate how the funds will be used to expand or develop housing programs, add residential housing in Kansas, and train students in various skilled trades. Colleges must outline a sustainable plan for future growth and how they will partner with local high schools, community organizations, and industry professionals to engage students and ensure employment opportunities. The application period opens on December 1st and will close on February 14th, 2025, and the recipients will be notified in March of 2025. To learn more about the FRAME grant, you can visit kansascommerce.gov. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt has released the annual overview of the health insurance market in Kansas, and this report details the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Market Marketplace. Open enrollment is an opportunity for Kansans to make decisions about their health insurance coverage, when you can stay on your current policy if available, or enroll in a different policy from the same company or a different company. Schmidt says it's important for Kansans to make informed decisions when deciding which coverage is best for them and their families, and the Kansas Department of Insurance is ready to provide information and assist. The open enrollment period for Kansans will be from November 1st until January 15th, and Kansans who would like to start their health insurance coverage effective January 1st must enroll by December 15th, and health insurance purchased on the marketplace between December 16th and January 15th will not begin coverage until February 1st. For additional information on the 2025 Kansas Health Insurance Marketplace and open enrollment, you can visit the department's website at insurance.kansas.gov/health-life. With Thanksgiving weekend being one of the busiest travel times of the year, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority remind travelers to buckle up to help make it to the table for holiday celebrations. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation statistics, during the last five Thanksgiving holiday weekends, 22 people have lost their lives in Kansas traffic crashes. Kansas Highway Patrol Superintendent Colonel Eric Smith stated that the Kansas Highway Patrol, along with law enforcement agencies across the state, will be on roadways enforcing Kansas's traffic and occupant protection laws. He said you need to remember that one of the safest choices drivers and passengers can make is to buckle up, as seatbelts are the best defense against impaired, aggressive, and distracted drivers, and they want everyone to arrive at their destination safely, so buckle up every trip, every time. Before traveling, the Kansas Department of Transportation, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and the Kansas Turnpike Authority want to remind motorists to check their vehicle's tires and fluid levels and have a basic winter travel kit handy in case of an emergency. Some items that should be included are blankets, bottled water, non-perishable food, a cell phone charger, an ice scraper, jumper cables, flashlight and batteries, and a first aid kit. For the latest updates on road closures and conditions, you can visit candrive.gov or call 511 in Kansas. And travelers who need assistance on the highway can dial *47 for the Kansas Highway Patrol, though if it's an emergency, you should call 911.